It is time now for business and economics. Charles Pilgrim joins me, and we're getting some context on the protests that we have just been talking about, Charles.
Mm-hmm. One of the constants in this decentralized movement is that people say they are struggling to make ends meet and that their income isn't going as far as it used to. This all came to a boiling point, obviously, when François Bayrou, the former prime minister, presented his austerity budget, which protesters felt called on France's middle and lower classes to make more sacrifices than some of the wealthier parts of society. So let's take a look at wage growth in the country. In the private sector, if all wages are set to the equivalent of a full-time job, then the average salary has actually gone up 13% adjusted for inflation between 1996 and 2023. That's about 0.5% per year on average. Employees saw their wages grow over 10%. That's what you can see the line in red there. While executives saw theirs just grow 0.5%. While this might seem to contradict what people who are out on the streets this Wednesday are feeling, there are a number of important caveats. And one of the big ones is the fact that jobs are becoming increasingly insecure. Short-term contracts, temp work, or apprenticeships now make up for 16% of all salaried jobs. That's twice as much as in the 1980s, and it especially affects people under 25.
Another clear sign is the poverty rate here in France.
Mm-hmm. The latest data on poverty in the country, which was published in July, actually shows the highest rate since these statistics were collected in 1996. 15.4% of the population of metropolitan France, or 9.8 million people, now live with under 1,288 euros per month. That's what is considered to be the minimum amount to be under the poverty rate for one person living in alone. This is a 60% of the median income level in the country. In 2016, that rate was at 13.7%. And inequality is on the rise as well, hitting new records in 2023. The richest 20% have incomes 4.5 times bigger than the poorest 20%. That's at least partly what's fueling the demonstrations we'll see today.
Indeed, that growing divide between the rich and the poor. Well, South Korea, meanwhile, is sending a 747 to the United States to bring home hundreds of its nationals arrested during an immigration raid in Georgia last week.
Mm-hmm. Its president said Seoul would negotiate with Washington to achieve a reasonable resolution to the situation. However, while there are questions over the immigration status of certain workers, others are thought to have had their papers in order. And it's left a bad taste in the mouths of companies that send workers to the United States, often to help set up precisely the kinds of manufacturing industry that Donald Trump wants to reshore there. And he's seemingly making it harder and harder to do so. Luke Schrago reports.
The footage seemed designed to send a message. Hundreds of foreign workers rounded up by armed men in military-style uniforms and led away in handcuffs. And late over the weekend, Donald Trump seemed to double down, calling on foreign firms to respect US laws.
Your investments are welcome, and we encourage you to legally bring your very smart people with great technical talent to build world-class products, and we will make it quickly and legally possible for you to do so. What we ask in return is that you hire and train American workers.
That, though, is easier said than done. The South Korean workers detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the Hyundai site in Georgia are said to have been present to help establish operations and install equipment following construction. They're precisely the kind of skilled workers that the U.S. doesn't have for equipment the U.S. doesn't make, and it would reportedly take from 3 to 5 years to train U.S. workers up to do so. What's more, Washington has made it increasingly difficult for foreign workers to obtain the necessary short-term visas needed, leaving some companies to take shortcuts and use the country's visa waiver program, which doesn't allow for employment, or B-1 visas meant for business meetings. As such, law firms handling immigration were reporting a flood of inquiries from companies concerned about their own employees, with some said to be putting a hold on travel to the U.S. And if Washington wants to continue its plan to bring manufacturing back to U.S. shores, it may just have to concede that its own workers can't yet do some of the jobs needed to make that happen.
Okay, before we go, Charles, a look at the markets.
Mm-hmm. Asia-Pacific markets rising this Wednesday, tracking gains on Wall Street as hopes for a rate cut by the Federal Reserve have been rising while investors also assessed August inflation data from China. Consumer prices there fell 0.4% year over year in August. You can see the Hang Seng or the Kospi in Seoul leading the gains up 1.71%.
Charles Pagan with our business update. Thanks.